All the grace, ceremony, and ritual of Japanese culture are present in the tea ceremony, and opportunities to see it performed in all its wealth of detail are rare. But this Saturday, the Lawai International Center on Kauai will host a ceremony to which the public is invited. Lynn Morimoto is the center's president, and she's on the phone from there. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
What is it about the tea ceremony that is so special to you?
Well, what we are having at our center, this is a very extraordinary experience. It is actually way beyond tea. The reason for this is the tea ceremony practice, which is over 1,000 years old, is being held in a hand-carved traditional 13th century Japanese structure called the Hall of Compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And so while this ceremony is taking place there, the participants will be able to experience the ladies who will be moving in this most beautiful ceremony. It's beyond the ceremony. You're in this infinite space in the Hall of Compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And so it transcends tea. It is balancing the entire body, mind, and spirits and souls of the individuals who come to this to the center to experience this. It will be a multi-dimensional experience for all participants. Beyond the physical realm.
Well, Lynn, how would someone who really is not familiar with it, how do they get into that space that you're talking about?
Really, you don't need to get into a space, because within everyone's soul, spirit, and self, they identify this innate memory of being at home. And so that's what happens when people enter the grounds of Lawai International Center. It's a warm, comforting, balanced space, and it's even more amplified once you're in the Hall of Compassion. In Japan, this traditional style of 13th century hand-carved tradition is where the general public does not enter. It is only for the chosen ones to enter a structure of this nature. At Lawai International Center, the public is welcome to enter and experience this very serene, tranquil tea ceremony gathering, which is rarely done in a space like this.
Lynn, when you say only the chosen ones are ordinarily allowed, what's behind that? What chosen how?
Usually, in Japan, the priests who have gone through their own rites of passage. They are the ones who then can enter this inner sanctum. However, the Hall of Compassion, which is of this traditional style, was created most uniquely in the whole world by masters from Asia and volunteers from the island and throughout the country. It will remain standing for a minimum 1,000 years, and it's one of the last of this tradition to be built in the United States.
Well, it sounds as if by making it more of a public ceremony, some of that tradition maybe has shifted from the way it's implemented in Japan, yeah?
Definitely. Well, Lawai International Center, from the creation of this hand-carved structure, shifted a tradition that's over 1,000 years old. Because for over 1,000 years, the wisdom came from the heart of the master to the heart of the next generation master. When this structure came out, the wisdom came up. The wisdom was passed on from the heart of the master to the hearts of the volunteers, to Western volunteers, which had never been done for over 1,000 years. So we shifted paradigms, which is a way to shift all paradigms, all to the greater for total balance. Harmony.
It sounds as if Lynn
being compassion of the heart.
Lynn, it sounds as if in those shifting of paradigms, there's some altering of them as well, maybe for a Western audience.
Yes, and when the people come and they experience this, they can also, we also have 88 shrines on a hillside built by the first Japanese immigrants. People can partake on doing this walk on the hillside, which is over 1,000 years old in Japan. It was created in 1904 by the first group of Japanese immigrants coming to Hawaii. And so they can leave the grounds transformed by this entire total experience.
Well, it sounds
like there are secret sites all over the world, and at the same time, it's the commitment of the hearts of the people that open up these energies, and that's what has happened here in Lauai.
Well, it sounds like a rare opportunity, Lynn. Thanks very much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for this great opportunity, and I hope you come and experience the moment in Lauai.
Sounds great. Thank you. Lynn Morimoto is the president of the Lauai International Center in Koloa, Kauai, which is offering a traditional Japanese tea ceremony this Saturday at the Center's Hall of Compassion. Admission is free, and you can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.